I guess that I should thank you for showing me how terrible I was. I guess that I should thank you for showing me my ways. Just a black soul with an even blacker heart. What the fuck did I know about love? Thank you for showing me how bad I was, how I did everything wrong. I'm so glad that you were out there to teach me the things that I didn't know. I felt so scared to show anyone any love, and you helped me along. And now I know where I belong. Well, fuck me, I'm an asshole, I'm an asshole. I did everything wrong, I'm an asshole. I deserve this, and I'm a piece of shit, and I'm a piece of shit. Thank you for showing me that. Now I'm showing you that I have learned. Everything you showed me, I should know. I'm a piece of shit. Oh, that's so wonderful. What a great feeling to know that I couldn't even keep you from fucking another guy. What a great feeling that is now. It's what I deserve. I was so horrible to you. Did so many awful things to you. I can't believe that I kept you around as long as I did. But now you're free to do what you want, to fuck who you want, to do anything that I held you back.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Fat Guy Loves Cake. I am Joey Valentine. It's March 18th, 2024, 3/18/24. Thought I'd sneak a little love song in there for you. I actually just threw that track on there and just started, like, I made that up. That's one take. I just sang, and it's not about anything or anyone in particular. I just, you know, had that 80s vibe to it, and I thought, oh, you know, I'll try that for an intro, and it came out all right, huh? Yeah, again, that, you know, at the end of movies, they say all stories and characters are fictitious. And yeah, well, that's the same thing with this song. It doesn't have anything to do with anything horrible going on in my life. I personally do not feel a pit in my stomach. I do not feel fucking sick to my stomach or like I want to vomit all the time when I think of someone and them fucking someone else, like the person in the song said. That is not me. I'm fine. And I just wanted to let you guys know that I didn't forget about doing a show for you here on Monday. I was actually, I made a very long video for the YouTube channel yesterday, and it was, it ended up being like 13 minutes long, okay? And believe me when I say that before YouTube got in there and started picking the meat off the bones, that it was probably getting closer to 30 minutes, which is a long time to watch me watch videos and comment on them. And then it just kept, it was like one fucking thing after another. And when I finally had it down to where everything was okay, it was 10 seconds of this one video had some song playing in the background that was apparently copyright, and, oh, hello, hold on. That was my alarm going off. I never wake up to alarms anymore. I'm always up like hours before them. Sorry about that. And if you're wondering why it was so loud, it came with this thing, this like little disc that plugs into the alarm clock and it vibrates. And you're supposed to tuck it in between your mattress and your box spring and it vibrates your mattress. And it's like on my floor. I don't have carpet, so it's on my hard ceramic floor. So shit was going crazy in between the mattress, the wall, and the hard floor. So that's why that was making so much racket. Anyway, what was I saying? I had that 10 seconds of video of music that I needed to cut out, and I was like, come the fuck on. And so I had to go in and cut that. And it just made the whole process of making a 12-minute video, uploading a 12-minute video, which is in 4K, it made it that much longer. I also used a LUT. If you don't know what a LUT is, it's what they apply to cinematic shots to movies to make them look more, you know, actually cinematic. Something that I'm new, that's new to me and I'm experimenting with. Gave it a nice little shade of blue, and I thought it came out pretty cool looking, so... check out that video. Watching politically incorrect videos part 20. I'm on my 20th one and I am fucking monetized. I can't believe it. And I don't want to brag, but yesterday I made $8. Hey, not bad for a day's worth of work, right? Okay. So I hope you guys are enjoying the channel. I don't want to take up a whole lot of your time, and I can't anyway because I've got to go and work the job that pays the bills. And I'm just really kind of not in the mood to do a show today. Otherwise, I might spit black venom in everyone's direction. But I do want you all to know that I care very deeply about you, and I'm gonna put all my time henceforth into making you the highest quality programming that you can ask for. Today I start my journey onto absolutely destroying myself for weight loss. And I gotta tell you, I was motivated before, but after this weekend, I am really, really motivated to get this body into shape. Because it's fucking time! I will keep you guys updated as it goes on, but today I'm going to spend a good hour and a half at the gym and I'm going to destroy myself and then tomorrow as well. And then Thursday and, I'll let you know how it goes. So, everybody take care. Let's start this week right. And let's be nice to everyone. Remember, everyone's an asshole. It doesn't have anything to do with this color, with the color of their skin. Be nice to your kitty cats, get them spayed and neutered. And don't forget, on Thursday, it's motherfucking Roadhouse time. So check in Amazon Prime. If you've got Amazon Prime, make sure you watch Roadhouse because I am going to, on Friday's episode, I'm definitely going to be talking about it a lot. So as Patrick Swayze says in the original Roadhouse, you be nice until it's time to not be nice. And ladies and gentlemen, right now, it's time to not be nice. I will see you on Wednesday. Everybody take care. Trust.
Oh, right there. Fuck yeah, I can feel your tonsils on my cock. Oh, anyway, let me fuck your face again then. Don't be... Oh, right there. Oh, right there. Hup. Hup.